quick chat about what you've been up to, Giles, because you've published this book. But just before we talk about that, there's a question that I think is relevant to what you've written in your book, which is from Mary. And Mary said, what are the best weight loss interventions? Is liposuction, for example, better than a gastric band? Can you unpack this for us a bit?
I'm going to give you the short answer. And the short answer is liposuction is no good for it at all because it's cosmetic, whereas the gastric band actually tackles the source of the problem, which is food intake. Okay. So in order to unpack this, the first thing we've got to know is fat gets a bad rap, but it's actually its job is to store energy. And when we gain weight, we don't get more fat cells, not largely speaking, but your fat cells get bigger like a balloon. Okay. And the problem is when you actually get to a point where the balloon gets full, then the fat goes somewhere else. And it's when it goes somewhere else, such as your muscle and liver, that you end up with type 2 diabetes, you know, increased risk of cardiovascular disease, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
So liposuction is the metabolic equivalent of sweeping dirt under the carpet. Basically, you suck out the fat you can see. It doesn't take away the bad fat that's doing naughty things in other parts of the body that you can't.
It's even worse than that, because the problem with liposuction is it removes your safe fat-carrying capacity. So you can imagine of all these balloons that are, you know, going bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller, the more of these balloons you have, actually, the safer. You may not look as good, okay, and that's fair enough, but at the end of the day, you're less likely to actually tilt into disease. Liposuction may give you a nice booty, but the problem is it actually increases your risk of disease. So it's even worse than sweeping it under the carpet. It's actually giving you more and sweeping it under the carpet. So gastric band should be the way to go if you're looking at the two of those.
And what's the book called?
The book is called Gene Eating, which is a play on clean eating. It's called The Science of Obesity and the Truth About Diets. And largely speaking, what it's looking at is the diets that are out there. Now, some of them are very fatty and have no scientific basis to it at all. But most diets work to some degree. And the question is what the kernel of truth is. Where does that kernel of truth come from? And where the fantasy has actually emerged is what the book's about.
Most people say that most of these fatty diets work because what they do is make you more calorie conscious. So you pay more attention to what you eat more of the time and you're therefore a bit less likely to overeat.
At the end of the day, a diet that works is a diet that reduces your caloric consumption, right? I mean, that is physics. We can't actually get away from physics. But different people are going to have completely different strategies of reducing their caloric content. So my wife, for example, bans me from buying chocolate in the house. There's a plate of chocolate in front of me at the moment because she loves it.
We did that on purpose, Charles. We just wanted to see. We've done the experiment. The psychologist in the room will see. There's a plate of irresistible treats, including a cherry Bakewell in front of Giles. And we're just seeing how many. We're going to weigh the plate at the end and we'll see how many you have consumed.
That's right. I'm conscious of this. But
I've given the game away now.
No, you have. But I can't buy chocolate in the house because my wife says, I'll eat it. Don't buy it in the house. That's fine. But I have no problems with chocolate, whereas pork scratchings.
You can't resist those.
I can't resist those. But imagine a government edict comes down to say, ban chocolate so we can lose weight. It'll only work for my wife and not for me because we're not tackling the reasons why we're going to eat more. Diets, if you got to lose weight, are going to be personal. You have to do you. There is no magic one diet that works for everyone.
So that's Gene Eating. It's out by Giles at the moment.